twinning.
Do you need a drink, Chris?
I am fine, thank
you. Oh, that's right. You got your breast milk over there you're drinking.
Pee?
Sure. There's a bathroom right there.
Are you inviting me?
I can get a cup.
Red Solo cup.
I fill you up when I have to pee.
When he's got to potty.
We ready?
No.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Now we are.
That sounds better. Hello and welcome to episode 74.
Wow!
Of This Week in Seattle Rock. Coming to you from the Stu Studio 2.0 in the heart of downtown Seattle, Washington. I'm your host, Christopher Walken. And joining me, consistently, as always, are my beautiful and fun co-hosts, to the friendliest and supportive people of the Seattle Rock community, Miss Marcy Rocks.
Hi.
And to my right is Justin Seidel.
Happy Mother's Day.
Indeed. Tonight, three artists make their Twisser debut on episode 74. Music venues are slowly opening up in the Seattle area, and we encourage you to check out episode 73 if you haven't already and hear who's playing rock shows the first weekend in March.
Yeah, he didn't stutter. He said playing rock shows.
We have some rock shows, and we played music from bands that are playing at those couple rock shows.
And we attend if we can.
We had such a bivvy of bands to play with new releases and openings, and now we're kind of in this weird little confluence of two different types of podcasts that we decided to do two smaller ones instead of one big one and include them all in one.
Two smaller ones?
Well, rather than having one big one.
Two normal ones instead of one big.
This one's a little bigger. Slightly bigger than our normal.
That's what she said.
But we will always encourage you to get out and to support your local rock scene. That's what we started on. That's what we want you to do. Tonight on episode 74 here, we will be focusing on six new recent releases, which is just awesome, I think.
Yes, doing work.
So let's start it off. We don't want to waste your time. This is the Chris Jones Band out of Puyallup. And their new single released February 26th. When was that? Yesterday.
Oh, you made me think.
Shit. I like cake.
The song is called Driver.
Holy Driver.
Cake in my mouth. Holy Baker.
I love your cake, but I am keto.
Holy yeah.
Chris Jones Band is an American rock band from the Pacific Northwest located near Seattle in Puyallup, Washington. The Thunderous Trio has masterfully composed the sounds of the alternative grunge era to a raw modern rock layered with some good old heart-bleeding ballads. That was the Chris Jones Band newest single, Driver, released February the 26th. You can find that on the Spotify.
Yay!
Look for it if you enjoyed it. Thank you, Chris Jones Band, for doing work during these tough times.
Hey.
This is what the second podcast is always like. Second podcast are always like this.
Or third.
We're already burned out.
This is our third.
That's the third one tonight.
That doesn't mean that the music's not still banging, so hang on.
Hang on. We're doing our best.
What?
I gave up energy drinks today.
Oh, really? I don't think I heard you say that.
Yeah.
Even sugarless ones?
Yeah. Well, I'm not losing weight, and I'm following my keto good, and I don't get it, and I thought maybe that was the problem.
There's some sort of trigger, huh?
Yeah. So I haven't had any today. I haven't eaten anything bad today, so I figure I will
try that and I'll see what happens.
Check tomorrow, and if I hadn't lost no weight, then I'm gonna
start eating shit.
No, I'm gonna cry, and then I'll lose some weight by losing tears.
Tear weight,
water weight, all that salt in your tears.
Yes.
Sorry, no fun. What's it like to lose weight?
I don't know. Oh, ask him.
I definitely don't know.
It's actually really nice. I'm not trying to be an asshole.
The big smile on your face.
Lost 15 pounds in 3 weeks.
Oh, man. Good on you. Good.
Yeah. Good I'm trying.
You. Hang on. Let me see what I've done.
It's not a competition.
No, not at all.
I've gained his 15 pounds.
In 3 weeks?
God, no. But thankfully, I've tabled off. I've gone from fat to fatter, but that, you know, just kind of not. I'm not going fatter. Uno momento.
Uh-oh.
Hopefully that's not considered appropriation.
Please don't start with Please that stop. Shit.
12.
Good.
Yeah, see?
Good on you.
There we go.
Nothing wrong with that. Come on now.
Yeah, seriously.
Keep it up. You're doing good, sister.
I want it gone now.
It doesn't work like that. Here, I'll get the kitchen knife. And you tell me what part you want gone. And okay. It can't be your boobs.
Oh, it might be above your head. It
can't be my boobs.
Might be above your shoulders if you don't.
Wait a second.
What are you trying to say?
It might be above your shoulders.
Oh, are you talking about cutting it off me?
Cut you off.
She wants to lose 10 pounds of ugly fat.
Oh, so she's going to cut my head off. Yes. Wow.
Oh, the things we get into. Speaking of sisters, Linda from work.
Oh, yeah, I remember them.
We've played them a couple times.
I thought you were talking about my sister.
They're railing against the 9-to-5 lifestyle, exploded onto the Seattle scene in the summer of 2018, led by Hillary Tusick. On vocals and guitar, the band has a strong garage rock sound with melodic pop sensibilities, drawing comparisons to the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Heavens to Betsy.
Ooh, girl.
Linda from Work is known for enthralling performances featuring their powerful vocals and energetic instrumentals. They have a new song out. It's called Don't Touch Me. Hey, look, it released yesterday also.
Yay.
February 26th. Hey, Don't Touch Me.
Da-na-na-na. Da-na. Da-na.
Was Seattle's Linda from Work with their newest single, Don't Touch Me, released February 26th. You can find it on Bandcamp, purchase it on Bandcamp, give the love where you feel and you want to, and support your local music scene. There's no music playing.
No, I'm trying to get my headphones on without dropping the evilness in my lap.
But you can also find it on Spotify, as we are that Spotify podcast thing, which allows us to play all this music for you guys without licensing issues. Find another podcast that gets to play all this music for you. I dare you.
Please.
There might be one. One? Yeah, there probably is thousands. But there, as far as you're getting from me, there's only one. Us. So, hey, let's go on to song number 3 of the evening. Another new release. From a name most people know if they're in the rock scene in Seattle.
Really?
Yes. I would say most, if not all, who are involved in the rock scene in Seattle know this artist with the band that she plays in.
She.
She.
And she is a woman.
What?
This is a solo single released 2 days ago, February 25th. You can find it on Spotify. It is not on Bandcamp because it doesn't need to be on Bandcamp because her name doesn't need that Bandcamp crap. She don't need your Bandcamp money. Just give her a listen. Her name is Ann Wilson.
Oh!
And her new song is called The Hammer.
Ooh. Binding. Saying again what's been a million times said. Bury your truth and suffocate your head.
Seattle's Ann Wilson going solo with The Hammer, a single that was released February 25th. You can get that on Spotify. Yeah, there you go. Ann Wilson doing Ann Wilson things.
Were you recording all that?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Fuck.
Blooper reel.
I'm so glad that everybody can laugh at my expense. I try to be myself around you guys. Just kidding.
That's it. Yeah, that's you. That's you being you, that crying shit.
I'm going to make you cry, motherfucker. You're within kicking.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck finding it. I don't have any kick. You check out Ann Wilson on Spotify, and you'll see a bunch of stuff. I didn't know she had out. Like a Stairway to Heaven sung with the British Rock Harp Symphony, which is not the nice. Not the performance she did in front of Led Zeppelin. This is a recorded version of it.
Oh, nice.
A bunch of songs, some Christmas songs and stuff, which is pretty cool. So check out Ann Wilson on the Immigrant Song solo, which is cool. Yeah. It's kind of a funky remix kind of thing of it, but it's different. So it's kind of cool to listen to.
Well, it's good that it's different. If somebody tries to mimic, like when they're redoing a song, when they're trying to be exactly like that person, that's not fun. No. If you want to hear it exactly like them, we'll listen to them.
Have you ever heard Ann Wilson in her heyday and do Led Zeppelin stuff? There's some live stuff you could, live tracks from Heart did. They were just, oh my God. And she just, when they were touring in the West here, they were called Little Led Zeppelin.
Oh, nice.
Back in the days, because they would cover songs during shows.
The more you know.
Yeah. Little Led Zeppelin is what they call them. And she had that wail. She had that wail that not many men could do. Not a whole lot of women can emulate either.
Right.
So.
Goals.
Yeah, right. Let's see Stevie Nicks do some Robert Plant wails.
Steamy Nicks?
Steamy Nicks.
She sounds like a goat.
Hey, baby.
Something like I can snow.
Stevie Nicks has her part in rock history. She just can't do what Ann Wilson does. So
no, she's a goat.
God, that's so mean.
Sorry.
Man, now all these bands are going to wonder what the hell we talk about between songs about them.
That's none of your business.
That's our business.
As long as you're not Stevie Nicks, you're good. That's really shitty. That's really shitty.
But we're going to cut that out, right?
Maybe.
Do I look like a raccoon now? I just rubbed my eyes.
Yes. No.
Because I really want to go through the trash now.
I'm a trash panda. So we're halfway down with all these bands. Let's continue on to song number 4 of the evening. It is from Drastic Down. It's a 4-piece hard rock band hailing from Seattle. Formed by Enrico Mariuso and rounded out by Andy Brodigan, Craig Raphael, and Jordan Miles. I'm getting the look. What's that look?
What was his name again?
Enrico Mariuso.
Okay.
If he messed that up, please let us know and we will publicly shame him.
Yay! I'm sure Enrico would be happy to hear his name mispronounced on the air.
Yeah.
But anyway, just Drastic Down. Again, new single. Came out February 22nd. The song is called Feet to the Fire.
Ooh.
Lost in all the times that I felt regret. Wasted, drinking from the world, double talking head.
Okay.
Fine then. Go.
Seattle's Drastic Down with their newest single, Feet to the Fire. You can catch that on the Spotify.
I like it.
And please do. You are so funny. Read that out loud.
Ladies, don't let no man who drinks White Claws raise his voice at you. You talk to him like a woman. You talk to him woman to woman.
What you drinking there? What you drinking there?
So funny.
Damn it.
That's crazy. You guys are mean to me. That was internet. The internet just gave it to her.
The person that posted it isn't even old enough to drink. That's the funny part.
Oh, geez, Scott, really?
Funny. Anyways.
Any whooms? Song number 5 of the night. Is a band I really found no information, insider, anything about. They're really vague on Facebook. They don't have a Bandcamp account that, you know, they usually have descriptions in them. So I'm going to tell you who they are and what the song they sing.
Please do.
Okay.
They are from Tacoma.
Ooh.
Their name is Sharky Waters.
Cool.
They have a seven song EP that was entitled Mind Bomb, released February 17th this year. I think it's kind of fun. I listened to this whole album.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, fuck, it's not a masterpiece, but fuck, it's an easy listen. And I was just like, just go. Just listen. Yeah. I posted about it. I was just like, fuck yeah. It's just what I needed. I think it was Friday or Thursday. You can find that on Spotify also. Like I said, no Bandcamp. The song is called Viking.
Ooh.
Give it to me.
Out of Tacoma, that is Sharky Waters and their song Viking. Makes me want to go row a boat.
Yeah?
Not really. I made that shit up. It's off their 7-song EP. I'm calling it EP because it's time. Mind Bomb. Released February 17th, 2021. You can get it on Spotify. I listened to this coming in from Bellingham Thursday night. I listened to this album twice. It was a fun listen. I liked it. Nice. I appreciated it.
Nice. Definitely sounds very Tacoma rock metal.
Yeah, metal punky ish kind of. Yeah, there's a definite little mix in it.
Sound.
Good job, Sharky Waters. I liked it. I don't post when I listen to new stuff, and I posted how much I like this album.
But you're that was such me. A sharer and supporter.
Oh God, stop!
You should see how much she's sharing with us right now. Once
put
again,
your pants back on.
Pants are for the week.
Yeah, the scary part is we have the window open, and like if he just opens his legs, it's
there's
like,
a neon sign in the window. People are gonna look.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. It's not illegal if it's in your house, supposedly.
Right. It is though. It's still.
It's kind of a gray
exposure.
Yeah, but if you're in your house, it's like,
hey, keep it moving, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, yep. There's another one.
Keep it moving.
Why is the dog
put
looking?
Put him in your mouth.
I don't get it. Whatever. Yeah, keep going. Thank you.
Chocolate
anyways.
Salty balls.
Put him in your mouth. Vanilla.
Vanilla. Salty balls.
Anywho, we got one more song. So let's listen to a duo. Well, it's a duo. There's more to the band than just a duo. But anyways. They have been described as Pearl Jam meets Bette Midler.
Bette Midler?
Wow.
Yeah. And they happen to be playing McMenamin's Elks in Tacoma tonight.
Really?
Yeah. So McMenamin's in Tacoma is opening up for shows. So now I got to kind of watch that. So this is a song they released just in time for Valentine's Day, February 12th. It's a single. The band is out of Tacoma and their name is Champagne Sunday. And the song is called I Like You.
Side note, it's kind of sad they released a single on Valentine's Day.
That's good. That's quippy. I like it.
Yeah. With everything.
That's bad.
We could take more time together.
Lose your phone. Three times a day.
Where is it? We should find my phone together. After all this time, we know that love is there. But after all this time, it's good to be aware that I still like you.
Still like you.
I like you.
Oh, I still like you.
I still like you. I like you.
I like you.
I like you.
I like your eyes.
I like it when you pick your pants up off the floor.
That one really kind of hit home.
Nobody grabs my butt. Aw.
Wembley.
Kitty, kitty.
That fun little ditty was Tacoma's Champagne Sunday and their song I Like You, their newest single. They released February 12th, right before Valentine's Day. And what a fitting song for that weekend, right?
Yeah.
So much fun. We missed being able to promote them playing at McMinniman's Elks in Tacoma tonight. Hopefully we can eventually promote them again and keep an eye out for all these venues that are opening up. And I got to figure out a system to be able to do that. I used to have it. Now I don't have that anymore. So
you've lost it completely.
Ooh, right. I have.
God, you act like there hasn't been live shows in like a year. Jeez.
Hi. They were waving at us.
Yeah, people waving. How nice. Very cool. Marcy's on-air sign promoting the podcast being live on the window in the This Week in Seattle rock sign.
All lit up. Such.
Yes.
Very nice. Pointing towards Fifth Avenue in Seattle.
So if you see the sign and it's red, come up to the window.
Give us a wave.
And we'll flip you off. And I'm
Hey, let's sit here and wait for the next person to come up.
They can't say anything. Can we just pretend?
I'm bored. So there you go. If you folks have a chance to check out Champagne Sunday, Sharky Waters. Who else did we play? I forget.
Your mom.
Drastic Down. We had Ann Wilson, Linda from Work, and Chris Jones, all with new songs within the last couple weeks. Check them out.
Please.
Just do it.
Just do it.
We're not here just for us. We're trying to tell you what to listen to or suggest that you listen to. You listen to whatever you want to. But we play some good shit, people.
Yeah, don't expect you to love all of it. Hopefully you find something that you like. Something new.
Something local.
Because we like you.
I like you.
Yeah, you like them.
I like your hands.
Especially the middle finger when it's flipping you off right now.
I think she likes me.
Thank you for tuning in to us on episode 74 here. Again, we encourage you to listen to episode 73 if you haven't listened to it so far. And as it promotes a couple shows up at Tony V's Garage this weekend.
Yes.
Yes. So.
Episode 74, five more than 69.
There you go. Five more. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, my name is Christopher Walken. That's Marcy.
Rocks. Hi. That's me. That's me.
And thank you to Justin Sider.
Happy Mother's Day.
And who are you? Nobody cares.